In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, a woman who brought country to Yorktown Heights, Jessica Lynn. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for dropping by. You know, you and I have something in common because John Baggi over at Michael Roberts does your hair and my hair.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. And you know that he's also my guitar tech, and he comes on the road with us, too.
Oh, he reminds me of that many, many times. And I'm sure he spends more time on your hair than he does mine. I'm in and out of there in like 45 seconds.
Yeah, maybe add 2 hours to that.
No, John's great, and he does a great job.
Yes, he is the best.
Usually in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, and you certainly qualify, there's varying degrees of success. Yours is an upward trajectory. Congratulations on that. Maybe you can give some advice, possibly tutorial, on how you got into it, how you started. You kind of do it yourself, don't you?
Thank you so much for saying that. Yes, I'm a totally independent artist. And, I mean, honestly, what it takes, as cliche as this sounds, is just determination and belief in yourself. And that's kind of my motto in life. You know, you can achieve anything that you set your mind to if you believe and you work hard enough. And, you know, I didn't grow up with a wealthy family who paid my way through all of this, and or an uncle that worked at Sony Music or anything like that. I just worked really, really hard writing my songs and learning my instruments, and then I took my career into my own hands and started booking myself and just playing anywhere and everywhere I could. And honestly, just through hard work, you can get anywhere that you want to be, and that's what I did.
First, as far as booking yourself, you just got off a long tour that took you where?
All over the world. Oh, it's so cool. We went to Europe in the UK for 2 months, and we did Italy, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and the UK.
Why did you choose those countries? Were they country music fans over there?
Surprisingly enough, the UK is really on the upward swing when it comes to country music. And although it's a little more niche in France and Germany and Italy, there's still a very big market for it there. And the people that love it truly love it. I mean, being in Italy and seeing 1,000 cowboy hats is really something crazy.
You didn't have a lot of money to start this, but your songs and your videos that I've heard and have seen are very professionally done. Did you pay for all that?
Thank you. Yes. Everything that we do is raised through our live performances, through sponsors, gear sponsors, D'Angelico guitars, the guitars that we play in the band. They've been so good to me over the last few years. And, you know, that's my fans and my friends and the companies that we work with. They mean so much to me because without them, none of this would be possible as an independent artist.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Jessica Lynn. Now, you mentioned your family. Part of that is that your family is in the band, are they not?
Yes, my mom is my background singer. My dad is my bass player and manages my career with me.
Okay, good.
And my husband is my lead guitarist. So it's really special. It makes every opportunity and traveling and doing all that even more special because you get to share it with the people that you love the most.
How did you gravitate to country music?
You know, my dad, when I was a kid, always had country music on. But honestly, some of my earliest memories of music at all are listening to Glen Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And running around the house dancing and singing to that. He always had George Strait on. But I think as I even became a little bit older and got into playing instruments and writing my own songs in particular, there are no stories like the stories of country music. There's just a certain way that country singers and writers can tell stories, and I really, really, that really resonated with me.
Can a northerner do country music properly?
Oh, I think I'm living proof of that. But, you know, being different is what makes us all special. I really embrace that I'm from New York in the Northeast, and I think that's what makes me unique and what makes my brand of country music special. But New York will always be where my heart, my home is.
Let's talk about your music. Crazy Idea is the song we're going to play. Where did that come from?
That is a song that I co-wrote in Belgium with the team over there. And that one, right out of the gate, I kind of knew there was something special about it because it's just very, to me, music should make you feel something, should make you feel happy when you listen to it. That's my favorite type of music anyway, is one songs that just get you going and smiling. And that song just had that happy, feel-good vibe, and It was actually the last song that we decided to go onto the EP because I went to Belgium and recorded and wrote for a week. And there was so much material that we came up with that it was kind of hard to pick. But Crazy Idea just kept sticking in my head, and sure enough, that wound up being the single.
Jessica, do you have any upcoming shows in the Hudson Valley?
Yes, October 28th, we're actually at Daryl's house in Pauling,
cool,
Daryl
cool.
Hall's place.
Sure.
And then one of the ones I'm looking forward to the most, and that's for a Halloween show. We started last year at the Paramount Theater, Hudson Valley, in Peekskill. We started my annual Christmas Spectacular show, so this year we'll be back there December 9th. We involved a lot of different groups in the community. It's going to be a benefit for Toys for Tots, Westchester.
Oh, very cool. What's your website?
It's jessicalynnmusic.org, and I have Facebook and all that stuff, too.
Determination, vision, family, and a great haircut from John Baji. Jessica Lynn, congratulations on everything. Here is Crazy Idea in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.